Henry scratched his head. Stop scratching, Henry, said Mum and Dad.
Uh-oh, said Mum.
She put down her fork and frowned at Henry. Henry, do you have nits again?
Of course not, said Henry.
Come over to the sink, Henry, said Mum.
Why?
Said Henry. I need to check your head.
Henry dragged his feet over to her as slowly as possible. It's not fair, he thought. It wasn't his fault nits loved him.
Henry's head was a gathering place for nits far and wide. They probably held nit parties there, and foreign nits visited him on their holidays.
Mum dragged the nit comb across Henry's head. She made a face and groaned.
You're crawling with nits, Henry, said Mum.
Ooh, let's see,
said Henry. He always liked counting how many nits he had.
1, 2, 3, 45, 46, 47, he counted,
dropping them onto a paper towel.
It's not polite to count nits,
said his younger brother, Perfect Peter, wiping his mouth with his spotless napkin.
Is it, Mum?
It certainly isn't, said Mum.
Dad dragged the knit comb across his head and made a face.
Ugh,
said Dad. Mum dragged the comb through her hair.
Blech,
said Mum. She combed Perfect Peter's hair. Then she did it again, and again, and again.
No knits, Peter, said Mum, smiling. As usual. Well done, darling.
Perfect Peter smiled modestly.
It's because I wash and comb my hair every night, said Peter.
Henry scowled.
True, his hair was filthy, but then...
Nits love clean hair, said Henry.
No, they don't, said Peter. I've never had nits.
We'll see about that, thought Henry. When no one was looking, he picked a few nits off the paper towel. Then he wandered over to Peter and casually fingered a lock of his hair.
Leap!
Scratch, scratch!
Mum! Squealed Peter. Henry's pulling my hair!
Stop it, Henry, said Dad.
I wasn't pulling his hair, said Henry indignantly. I just wanted to see how clean it was.
And it is so lovely and clean, added Henry sweetly. I wish my hair was as clean as Peter's.
Peter beamed. It wasn't often that Henry said anything nice to him.
Right, said Mum grimly. Everyone upstairs. It's shampoo time.
No, shrieked horrid Henry. No shampoo!
He hated the stinky, smelly, horrible shampoo much more than he hated having nits. Only today, his teacher, Miss Battleaxe, had sent home a knit letter.
Beware! Knits, 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 knits!
Knits have been seen in school.
Get rid of them!
Wash your hair with supersonic knit-blasting shampoo, please, or else. Naturally, Henry had crumpled up the letter and thrown it away. He was never, ever going to have pongy knit shampoo on his head again. What rotten luck Mum had spotted him scratching.
It's the only way to get rid of knits, said Dad.
But it never works,
screamed Henry, and he ran for the door. Mum and Dad grabbed him. Then they dragged him, kicking and screaming, to the bathroom.
Knits are living creatures, howled Henry. Why kill them?
Because, said Mum,
because they're blood-sucking, knits, said Dad.
Blood-sucking. Henry had never thought of that. In the split second that he stood still to consider this interesting information, Mum emptied the bottle of supersonic knit-blasting shampoo over his hair.
No!
Screamed Henry. Frantically, he shook his head. There was shampoo on the door, there was shampoo on the floor, there was shampoo all over Mum and Dad. The only place there was no shampoo was on Henry's head.
Henry,